I am Clovia Lawrence, keeping an eye on Virginia's General Assembly. There was a vote at the GA on the Senate side, redistricting on Monday, a national holiday, and President Barack Obama's inauguration. What was the result of that? Senator Henry Marsh is joining me on the show. Senator Marsh, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Civil rights icon, you were selected the first African-American mayor here in the city of Richmond. Longtime attorney, you've been practicing over 50 years. Then all of a sudden, Senate Republicans voted on a redistricting bill while you were away. Is this constitutional or not?
It's not constitutional because the bill that they had come in was a House bill. There were no Senate seats in it. There were some House districts that they wanted to tweak a little bit. They couldn't redistrict again because redistricting was done a year ago.
Yeah.
They made a motion by surprise. They caught the Democrats, made a motion to add a redistricting bill for the state and gave them 45 minutes debate. Amended the House redistricting bill to do a Senate redistricting so that it deprived the public of a chance to know about the bill. It deprived the other members of the Senate an opportunity to prepare. Reduced the number of senators who could be elected as Democrats to 13.
And the vote was 20 to 19.
Yes.
And that vote that was missing was your vote.
Yes. They denied the constitutional rights of all the people who voted for redistricting last year because you can't have two redistricting in the same decade.
Mm-hmm.
Under this principle, they could have a redistricting every year. During the 10 years, you redistrict once every 10 years. That's a violation. They know it. They're losing public support. That bill will not be valid. If they can do it twice, they can do it three times, four times, five times.
Mm-hmm.
So it means that the voters of the various districts would have to have a different delegates and senators.
Every year.
Every year.
If you could do that. Okay. I just wanted to know the constitutionality of this. Senator Henry Marsh, thank you so much for keeping us updated from Virginia's General Assembly.